Good morning. Our question today is a very relevant question and indeed does come up. Is it permitted to walk over a kever, to walk over a grave or graves? For example, somebody needs to get to a grave and it's a little distance away and the only way to get there is by walking over other graves. Or, for example, somebody has to get to a burial, a kfura is going on, and the only way to get there is over some graves. Is it permitted to walk over them? So we're going to start with the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah says as follows, to kol ma shenaaseh letzorach hameis, anything that is done for the need of the meis. For example, if you have a meis in a coffin, or if you filled up on top of that meis ground, or if you put stones on top to seal up the kever, all of that is letzorach hameis, ulekavod hameis, and not only something that's letzorach hameis, for anything that is to show respect to the meis, as well, says the Or Zeruah, is asur b'hana, it's prohibited to have any benefit from that. And based on that, the Or Zeruah says, a consequence is, v'im ken, asur lidroch agabe hakfaros, it's also accordingly prohibited to walk over graves, mishum to asur b'hana, because it is prohibited to have hana'a from graves. So there we have the psak of the Or Zeruah. It's not permitted to walk over graves. Nonetheless, we're going to read a Ramah now that we saw yesterday. But again, we're going to learn something else from this Ramah. The Ramah is talking about, is it permitted to sit on top of a tombstone? That's a different shaila. And he brings two opinions. He says, Yesh osrim od leishev ala evin. Shenosnim ala kever lematzeva. There's an opinion that it's not permitted to sit on the matzeva, on the tombstone. And then he brings a disagreeing opinion, an opinion that dissents, and says, v'yishkolkim u'matirin, there are those who disagree and permit sitting on the gravestone. So in the first opinion that it's prohibited to sit on a gravestone, the Pisrei Tshuva brings two reasons for that. Number one, machmas isur hana'ah, because you're not allowed to have hana'ah from a tombstone. There's an isra na, you can't benefit from it. Accordingly, you can't sit on the matseva. And a second reason is because it's a bizoyon the mace. It's a disgrace for the mace. So we have these two reasons for not sitting on a matseva. And then he says there's a nafkamina. There's a difference between these two reasons when we apply it to the issue of walking over a grave. So he says when it comes to walking over a grave, when it comes to hana'a, there is no benefit from walking over the grave. Here he disagrees, obviously, from the Or Zeruah. He says it's prohibited to walk over a grave because there is a hana'ah. The Pisrei Tshuva says there is no hana'ah. Why? Because if that grave was not there, I would be in even better shape because it'd be easier for me to walk over the earth, over the ground itself, without being hindered by a grave in the way that may be sticking up, for example. So he says this is not a prohibited hana'ah by walking over a kever. But what is problematic is the second reason. It's a bizayon the mace. There is a lack of kavod hameis when walking over the kever. Accordingly, the Pisrei Tshuva says, based on that second reason, which is problematic when it comes to walking over a kever, al kein mishum mitzvah mutar leilech. When it comes to walking over a kever in order to do a mitzvah, we are going to be lenient and we are going to permit it. If there was a isra hana, then we could not permit it for a mitzvah. But if it's simply that we have to show kavod hameis, and accordingly we shouldn't be walking over a kever, but if my whole reason is for walking over is to be mekayim a mitzvah, and here we're talking about to be mekayim a mitzvah, to going to another mace, to going to a kfura, then we would be lenient, we would permit walking over a kever. And in fact, the Taz says something similar. The Taz brings a Rashbam in the Gemara Baba Basra that talks about those who are carrying the mace over kfaros, over graves. It really is a little bit of a different structure. He's talking there in the Gemara about walking over, there were caves underneath that they were buried underneath, but it's the same effect that they were walking over from to get from one place to another. And there the Rashbam says, to bishvil hiluch lefi sha'a, if you are doing it on a very temporary basis, you have an immediate need to do it, it's not a permanent thing, you're just doing it quickly. Accordingly, the Rashbam says that Rabbi Shimon in the Gemara in Baba Basra indeed was lenient. So here we have two heterim The first one that we saw is the Pisrei Tshuva, that if it's Letzorach Mitzvah, if we're passing over that kever, walking on that kever, or the Kvaros, multiple graves in order to do a Mitzvah Tzmutter, and here we have the Taz also telling us the Fisha, if we're doing it quickly, temporarily, for a short need, a quick need, then also we would be lenient. So that's indeed what we're talking about when going from one kever to another, and let's say that's the only way or the quick way to get there. Otherwise, I'll have to go all the way around, and I'm doing it on a temporary basis. It's just quickly walking over. I'm not going to be standing on the mace, but I'm simply passing over to do a mitzvah. If we combine both of the reasons of the Pisrei Tshuva and the Taz, apparently they would be lenient in our situation. Have a wonderful day.